This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Sharitz and Shaoning. It is 7:21 in the morning and we're running a poll today on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio. We're asking you, have you faced trouble looking for a job in the past year? Do tell us about your experiences. Currently, the poll options are yes, I faced trouble, but I found a job. Yes, and I'm still looking. No, I found one easily, or this doesn't apply to me. Be sure to let us know what you think and we'll take a look at the results of the poll throughout the morning. In the meantime, looking at news from the local front, the Ministry of Finance has made a preliminary decision to oppose the takeover of Highway Operator Plus Malaysia Berhad by Maju Holdings. This is after considering the views from Plus's major shareholders, Khazanah Nasional, as well as the EPF.
Yes, so Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng told reporters at the Parliament lobby yesterday that we received many proposals from many parties. When we make a preliminary decision, it was based on the views of from the major shareholders, which are Khazanah and EPF in this case. Now, at this juncture, Khazanah and EPF are not agreeable to the takeover, but definitely the final decision will still be guided by the Prime Minister.
That said, the Finance Minister did say that this is simply a preliminary view by the MOF and that he will have a meeting with Maju Holdings management to be briefed on the new acquisition offer. Now, apparently, they will be having a new offer different from the original one.
And it's interesting. I wonder what were the reasons behind Khazanah and EPF objecting to this proposal. And Shaoning, you also spoke with Plus Malaysia's managing director earlier last month on the Breakfast Grill. That was Dato' Azman Ismail. And you spoke about Maju Holdings, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, that was one of the topics we had. And we also talked about whether the privatization of Plus, whether that's a possibility and the impact it may have on capital markets. I guess this is a discussion that will continue. Plus is unique because it's the largest highway that we have, right? And the sum to take it private has been as much as 30 billion ringgit, which is a substantial amount versus like what we just saw for the four other highways linked to Gamuda. That was only a price of 6.2 billion. 30 billion is a lot more to pay for. So I guess it will be interesting to see the developments on this front.
So if you want to take a listen to that conversation, you can find it on the BFM website or the app. It's called Plus and Pakatan's Promise. You can find that under the Breakfast Grill. Now, just for a bit of background as well, in September of 2017, Maju and Tan Sri Abu Sahid made an indicative offer for Plus at a total enterprise value in excess of 36 billion ringgit. And the plan involved freezing toll rates for the next 20 years until the end of the concession period and it would reduce the government's contingent liabilities by 30 billion ringgit. Maju was also willing to forfeit the government's compensation of about 900 million owed to the toll road operator from toll hikes not implemented, as well as undertake infrastructure improvements, including lighting up the entire highway.
Yeah, it sounds like an attractive offer. So Maju confirmed this to The Edge, but they have made an offer to the government. Over the weekend, The Edge Weekly learned that there were four scenarios proposed and presented by Maju Holdings. Now, the first scenario, it entails 25% reduction in toll rates, which would see Maju getting a 10-year extension to the 2038 expiry of Plus concession. The other three, the second one is 30% toll reduction with an extension of 15 years, 33% toll reduction with an extension of 20 years, and 36% toll reduction for a 30-year extension until 2068. So this is sort of in line with the Pakatan Harapan Manifesto to sort of address the issue with toll, isn't it?
Well, the promise was actually to abolish all tolls, not just reducing them. But I guess that it's difficult to balance the government coffers. We're talking about the sum of at least 36 billion ringgit. But the issue here is do we see highways as a national asset? Mm. And I think we do. So there's a question mark also whether these highways should be retained as government assets versus going into another private company.
Yeah.
And in many ways, even though Plus is owned by EPF and Khazanah, EPF is in many ways a Malaysian thing, right? All of us that contribute, we have a stake in EPF.
That's the dilemma.
Yeah, and Khazanah is also a government entity, which also means that it's owned by Malaysians. So do you want to take that out and then move it to a private company? That's the big question. The other issue, of course, is that Maju has its own issues. There is this ongoing lawsuit pending against Bright Focus. Now, Bright Focus is the holder. They are actually related to the holding company, Maju Holdings, and because they are a subsidiary. And Bright Focus actually holds the concession for Max. which is the other highway that Tan Sri Abu Sayyid is executive chairman and also shareholder of.
Yeah, so this legal suit was brought by holders of about 1.4 billion ringgit Sukuk Musharakah, and they're looking to recover 97 million ringgit in advances made to the holding company Maju Holdings in 2018. And a Star source also said that legal action is pending following a restructuring exercise of the Sukuk. So they say that steps are being taken to bring in liquidity support from financial institutions and to relook at some of the repayment timelines. Now, Bright Focus has weighed in as well. They've said that restructuring a proposal would initiate a new debt-for-debt swap to address better service cover ratios via liquidity facilities, and that's still pending approval.
Now, the legal action came about because there were unanticipated advances made by Bright Focus 96% subsidiary MESB to its ultimate parent company, Maju Holdings. The first advance was 73 million ringgit in June 2018. There was another advance of 25 million paid to the group's ultimate shareholder between September and November. Now, this is a collective decision by the Sukuk holders, which are like LTAT, Maybank, Standard Chartered, Nomura Asset Management, Amundi, CAF, and RHB. Now, the question is, because that this breaches, their argument is that it does breach some of the covenants of this bond, because by rights, you're not supposed to pay advances to your shareholder.
Right. And taking this into consideration and the offer that they're making, I mean, looking at the purchase price is at the moment from Maju, or 2 plus is about 3.5 billion mm-hmm. Ringgit, with 2 billion ringgit in cash and a balance of waiver of 1.5. And, you know, again, taking into consideration all this, they are also, you know, willing to buy up plus bondholders if needed in that sense.
Okay, the other issue that I guess the issue is the question of, do you then want, when you know that there's this legal lawsuit, do you want to pursue or do you want to consider selling your or giving or extending the concession to another party that has this ongoing lawsuit that does breach covenants? So that's a big question mark there. The other thing to be interesting, I mean, that's interesting, I find, is regarding this Bright Focus, is that it actually got downgraded by the rating agencies Malaysia quite significantly. It's not usual market practice to actually have it downgrade by almost six notches from A1 to BB1 on the issue that is not investment grade anymore.
Yes, no. A source also told the Star that the restructuring exercise that Bright Focus has on its agenda, that if it's successful, the hope is that the Bright Focus Sukuk at least will be able to retain its investment grade status. BFM 89.9.